Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. President Donald Trump used his primetime address to the nation last night to attack immigrants and Somalis in Minnesota. Trump said reverse migration needs to happen in our state.
Look at Minnesota, where Somalians have taken over the economics of the state and have stolen billions and billions of dollars from Minnesota and indeed from the United States of America, and we're going to put an end to it.
The $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme resulted in federal charges against 78 people in Minnesota, but not all of the defendants are Somali. Trump claims the Biden administration allowed too many illegal immigrants to take opportunities from hardworking Americans. Meanwhile, federal officials report almost 400 immigration arrests in Minnesota since December 1st, but immigration courts are becoming increasingly closed to the public. Michelle Garnett McKenzie, executive director of the Advocates for Human Rights, says this is unacceptable when a fair public trial is at the heart of our democracy.
We can do better. We know that we can create safe, accessible ways to migrate to this country. We know that we can invest in adjudications of cases, not just expulsion and exclusion and detention.
A Minnesota man is charged in the investigation into a decomposed skull found in western Wisconsin more than 23 years ago. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office's DNA and genetic genealogy were used to identify the remains as 91-year-old Alice Peterson of Stillwater. She died in the hospital in July of 2001 of natural causes. Prosecutors are charging 57-year-old Benjamin Hansen of Bayport with hiding a corpse and felony theft. The criminal complaint says Hansen worked at the funeral home that handled Peterson's service. In other headlines, a 16-year-old boy is charged with four counts of threats of violence in connection with online threats made against several schools earlier this week. The Dakota County Attorney, Kathy Kenya, says on Monday night, the Apple Valley Police Department was contacted regarding a series of posts made on several social media platforms about threats directed at four high schools. Officers identified the source of the threats as a teenage boy from Eagan. The teen is being held at the Juvenile Services Center in Hastings. His next court appearance is Tuesday, December 23rd. As the holiday shopping season continues, the head of the Minnesota Retailers Association is encouraging you to shop local.
We have about 55,000 retailers in Minnesota, 50,000 of which are small businesses, so 90% of our small business retail community are those small business entrepreneurs.
Minnesota Retailers Association President Bruce Newstead, this is MNN.